This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba and ambassadors from 15 different countries visit Kanyam for a diplomatic retreat. Diplomat taste Nepali tea and hospitality. 497 climbers acquired permission to climb at various mountain peaks. Over 200 climbers acquired permits for Everest alone for this season. Department of Industry approves foreign investment worth about 58 billion rupees for the current fiscal year, and Hungary's parliament votes to limit rights to dual nationals and LGBTQ plus people. Now, the news in detail. On the occasion of the Nepali New Year 2082, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba led a high-level diplomatic delegation comprising ambassadors from 15 different countries to the scenic tea region of Kanyam and Sriantur in eastern Nepal. The visit was part of an informal program titled Diplomatic Retreat, jointly organized by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Nepal Tourism Board in coordination with Suryodaya Municipality. Addressing the retreat, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana appraised Nepal's cultural and natural diversity as well as its beauty, greenery, the biodiversity and heritage and mountain ranges. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Minister Dr. Rana urged the world community to invest in tourism and infrastructure development in Nepal, noting that foreign investment could further unlock the country's potential. The visiting delegation was warmly welcomed by Mayor Ranabahadur Rai of Suryodaya Municipality. A traditional Panche Baja musical procession and local cultural performances including Jhakri and Sakela dances were held to honor the guest. The diplomats enjoyed horse riding and a short hike through the tea gardens of Kanyam. They also dressed in traditional ethnic attire for a cultural photo shoot and received warm hospitality from the local Lapcha community. According to the CEO of Nepal Tourism Board, Deepak Raj Joshi, the retreat included sunrise viewing from Sriantu Hill, boating in Antu Pokhari, and sampling local varieties of tea and cheese. Ambassadors from Egypt, South Korea, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, Thailand, Australia, France, Israel, Japan, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Isimod participated in the event. The event aimed to promote Eastern Nepal's unique cultural and natural attractions to the international community. Each year, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs organizes trips to new tourist destinations for resident ambassadors in Nepal on the occasion of the New Year. More than 200 climbers have acquired a permit to climb the world's tallest peak, Sagarmatha, this spring season. The Department of Tourism informed that a total of 214 people, including 38 female and 178 male from 22 mountaineering expeditions, have been granted permits for the summit till Thursday. According to the director of the department, Arati Nupani, climbers from 21 different countries, including Nepal, have acquired permits for this climbing season. The department has so far issued expedition permit for climbing 17 different mountain peaks, including Sagarmatha, from late March. According to the department, the icefall doctors have already completed the task of fixing ropes and opened the route through the Khumbu icefall. So far, a total of 497 climbers, including 99 females and 398 men, from 54 different mountaineering groups have acquired permission from the department to climb various mountain peaks. Foreign investment of 57.97 billion rupees have been approved by the end of the Nepali month of Chaitra, or the mid-April of the current fiscal year. The Department of Industry has approved foreign investment of 13.31 billion rupees in Chaitra alone. The foreign investment approved is almost double compared to 9 months of the last fiscal year. Only 30.09 billion rupees had been approved by Chaitra last year. The department has stated that for an investment worth about 58 billion rupees has now been approved. The Department of Industries approves foreign investment in two ways. The investments up to 500 million rupees are approved through the automatic route, while others are approved manually. Of the total 53 industries approved, 30 were approved through the automatic route and 23 through the manual route. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged one and all to make the student enrollment campaign of the academic year 2082 Bikram Sambat successful. Extending best wishes for the student enrollment campaign that commenced with New Year's Day yesterday, Prime Minister said parents and stakeholders have a key role to play in making the campaign a success. Prime Minister Oli stressed the need to make school education inclusive and of quality to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, as well as to develop all educational institutions as centres of knowledge and excellence, making education a medium to fulfil the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. The Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by increasing the share of the budget in the education sector and passing the School Education Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat with discussion. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garna kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane ani kasari chalaune chha thaha cha ta?
Kina thaha nahunu yo sewa activate garnalai *1415 *7 ra hash dial garnu parcha ra utai bata recharge garna pani milcha. Timiharulai pani aru kura thaha pauna man cha bhane Nepal Telecom ko mobile apps athawa website herai huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Pauhdel has stressed the need to strengthen the Federal Democratic Republic by improving the country's economy. At an inauguration of Nagarkot Visit Year 2082, organized at Batase Dara in Nagarkot yesterday, President Pauhdel said that it was a shared responsibility of all to strengthen the Federal Democratic Republic and fulfill people's aspiration by speedy development. Addressing the same event, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey, highlighted the importance of historical heritage and touristic places around Nagarkot. On a different occasion, President Ramchandra Pauhdel inaugurated the Holchok Akash Bhairab procession yesterday. The procession is organized every 12 years. President Pauhdel inaugurated the procession upon reaching Holchok Akash Bhairab Temple located at Nagarjan Municipality 3 in Kathmandu. On the occasion, he worshipped Akash Bhairab and deities and received tika and prasad. Details of loss and damage caused to the private houses by the November 3, 2023 Jajarkot earthquake have been gathered. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, it has already entered into its system and details of damages of 34,025 private houses by the Jajarkot earthquake. Authority spokesperson Ram Bahadur Keshi, however, said the estimation of the details of the damages is still underway. Recently, memorandum of understanding has been signed between the authority and the Midwest University for the estimation of the damages caused to the private houses. Meanwhile, a 4.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded in Jajarkot district last night. According to Kathmandu-based National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, the earthquake with its epicenter at Poink in the Jajarkot district occurred at 9:30 p.m. Earlier on April 3rd, two earthquakes measuring 5.2 and 5.5 with the same epicenter were recorded. Now, on to some international news update. Hungary's parliament has backed a range of constitutional amendments which will limit the rights of LGBTQ+ people and dual nationals. amendments, which the government says are aimed at protecting children's physical and moral development, will enable it to ban public LGBTQ+ gatherings. Hundreds gathered outside Parliament to protest against the move, which rights campaigners have labelled a key moment in Hungary's shift towards illiberal governance. The vote passed with 140 members voting for and 21 against. The amendment will also enable the government to temporarily suspend the citizenship of any Hungarian dual nationals who are deemed a threat to the country's security or sovereignty. The changes are seen by some within Hungary as an attempt to reshape the country's identity along Christian conservative lines. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Kordali and Sudurpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province, and at one or two places in the hilly regions of the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 13 to 15 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba and ambassadors from 15 different countries visit Kanyam for a diplomatic retreat. Diplomats taste Nepali tea and hospitality. 497 climbers acquired permission to climb various mountain peaks. Over 200 climbers acquired permits for Everest alone for this season. Department of Industry approves foreign investment worth about 58 billion rupees for the current fiscal year, and Hungary's parliament votes to limit rights of dual nationals and LGBTQ+ people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.